You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
What's going on, guys? It's Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy, doing it the easy way in Hollywood, California, Los Angeles, San Diego, Irvine, everywhere. What's going on? Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You guys rock. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, so let me shut that off. There we go. Not shut you guys up, but, you know. All right, so, hey, it's the Easy Talk Show. I hope you guys are ready and willing and listening. You got your pens and pads and papers out because we got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. And first and foremost, I want to talk about, you know, all the other shows. Make sure you guys know about them. Thank you to Jackie's Vida Loca for letting me do my thing on there. I kind of stood in for her. Congratulations on her commercial, her Toyota commercial. It's pretty, pretty awesome. But Jackie's Vida Loca, make sure you check it out on Thursdays. It's funny as heck, funny show. And then, so we have a show on Mondays that's coming up. Can't tell you about that. That's going to be a secret. But Tuesdays, we have sports and music with Mo Egger, former NBA player from the Dallas Mavericks and the Timberwolves. And now he's a music genius. He's a music producer. He's doing his own album, his own artistry. He's an artist, and he's got a single. He's got a project called Motown. Make sure you pick it up, Motown. Follow him at MOEAGER, Mo Egger on Twitter. Motown, it's a hot, hot, hot song. I heard it. It's a hot project, and make sure you support him. He's my boy, also former client, and the show's awesome. He supports artists, so if you're an artist and you want to get heard and you want to just definitely be a part of the movement, the Easy Way movement, Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Tuesday, sports and music with Mo Egger. And then he also talks to sports figures, man. We just had Ryan Hollis on Easy Way Broadcasting from the Clippers, and just had Tolliver from the Hawks. And I'm not a big sports follower guy, so I apologize that I don't know the names, but it's a bunch of NBA stars, and it's really cool, so make sure you check out the show. Then Wednesday is obviously Sarah's Secrets with Magic Mike and Sarah Winchester from Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 7. Man, she's got some gossip, and they just have some fun together. It's two fun people that talk about Hollywood and fashion advice, and you never know what you're going to get with that show. It's pretty cool. And then Thursday is Jackie's Vida Loca. That's an awesome show. It's a comedy. Yeah, they actually just talked about beauty. We just had one of the people from the show, The Doctors, on, it's pretty awesome. So, all right, so check this out, guys. We have my show Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and, I'm getting kind of confused and messed up here because my agent is calling me, and let's see what happens when an agent calls you. I'm going to call her on the cell phone here. And talk to her live on air so you guys can hear the conversation. Check this out, because you never know. If an agent's calling you, it might be money. Could be in bookings. Hey, Tina, I'm live on air right now. And
hey,
so my people, they're not hearing you on air, but you're on a speakerphone. And I know when you call me, it's very important. So even though that I'm live on air on the radio, I'm calling you back. What's going on?
I sent you Brian Blackburn's new phone number.
You did. Okay, so I guess we got the phone number. Cool, and I'll be calling him around 2:20, or he'll be calling into the station.
You're calling him. It is on your email.
On my email. Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm going to get back to the show.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Guys, that was Tina Truman, my agent, and you can follow her at Tina Truman LA, and that's how we roll. So, okay, see how I multitask? Isn't it so cool? All right, great. So now Saturday is Planet Dance. Now, you guys remember Shane Sparks from So You Think You Can Dance and America's Best Dance Crew. This guy is a genius when it comes to choreography, and he's doing I'm giving you some insides right now. I don't know what I can say, and I hope I don't say stuff that gets me in trouble. But sorry, Shane, if I get myself in trouble, but I'm going to say some stuff here. He's doing choreography for a group called the Ochoa Brothers. The Ochoa Brothers. Now, there's a kid in that group that is actually an actor that plays a role, 66 episodes. I looked it up on IMDb, on Disney's XD. Disney's XD, Pair of Kings, if you guys watch that show. And he's in that group. And there's four brothers, I believe, four or five brothers. And there's actually a teaser you guys can check out. If you go to theeasyshow.com, the main featured video, there's a teaser. Some stuff we're going to be doing with these Disney situations and these kids. And then we also got involved with IM5. And IM5 is a group from X Factor. And we got some really cool stuff happening with that. But check out Planet Dance, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Saturday. So tomorrow, Shane will be doing his show live on air. And you will be able to talk to everybody. We're doing a cool launch party in Hollywood, California tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. And it is just going to be incredible, the people that are coming. It's just so, so awesome. So, and then Sunday we have Rick Rosman with the Rosman Experience, and that is a charity-based financial-type show. It's a business show, and it really raises awareness for really cool charities. And, we've had some amazing stuff happen, guys. It's pretty cool, you know, like, why do I keep saying I can't think. Okay, there's a organization called STEPS for Education. And STEPS is the foundation that helps kids in schools and not the best neighborhoods. And my client, Rick Rosman, is on the board of that. And actually, we just did a situation, meetings and whatnot. My dad went down there and got some footage with Rick, and they had a board meeting. And they like my dad. Believe it or not, my dad. They asked my dad to be on the board of STEPS, which is the president of distribution for Sony Pictures is actually a chairman of that foundation, and that's the foundation, and it's some really great stuff. And what they do is amazing, guys. So make sure you check out Steps for Education. Steps for Education. I'll get you the exact information. I'll get you the website. Or just follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. You will see me tweeting about it. But, yeah, they offered my dad to be on the board. That was pretty cool. So the other thing I want to do, guys, is what you guys don't know about me, and I don't know who's listening right now, but if you support and you listen to my show, and you do it the easy way, what you don't know about me is that I started out in this industry as a rapper, as a producer, as a freestyle person, and as an entertainer. So I love this beat. My boy Mo Egger from Egger Music, Mo Egger Productions, he made this beat. And, I was kicking a little freestyle the other day, so I thought I'd do it for you guys today. Tell me what you think about this beat. This beat's pretty hot. Call in and talk to me. If you can freestyle, if you got skills, call in 914-338-1303. And you'll see, it's me, EZ. You can watch me on the TV set, YouTube, no regrets. Get ready, get set, and place your bets on what's gonna happen next. It's so cool when you listen to this fool. They call me EZ, and you know I rule. It's so fun. Yes, that's what I do. I'm the number one, and hanging with your crew, I open up opportunities. You see me, the abilities are so incredible, edible. Let's just turn up the treadable. I said edible, so you can eat it up. And when it comes to people and haters, I just beat it up. It's nothing, it doesn't stop me. They call me EZ. Yes, sir. Okay, I had fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, I just like to have fun, just chill, do my thing. But that was a little freestyle from my boy EZ. Eric Zuli, Hollywood It Guy, HollywoodItGuy.com. Make sure you check that out. So now that I am out of breath, guys, I'm going to take a short commercial break. And when I get back, hopefully I'll have a cool little guest and co-host with me and having fun. But you're listening to Easy Talk. Easy Talk, the show that opens opportunities for you, only talks the easy way. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting. Easy Talk, baby. We'll be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zuli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zuli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zuli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right, guys, you're about to listen to The Hollywood Secrets with Patricia Shipp, only on Easy Talk and Easy Way Broadcasting. Patricia, you there? Hello.
I am here. How are you, Eric?
I'm wonderful. Always, you know, putting my hands together and rubbing them. To hear your wonderful secrets. And I know you're talking about... Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. We always do that. I'm sorry. I'm going to be quiet for 2 seconds. Go ahead, Eric. Let me have it.
No, we're both talkers. It's great. All right, so but this is give us the secrets, give us the gossip. What's going on?
Okay, so everybody knows Django came out and Jamie Foxx is getting a lot of buzz and everything. But behind the scenes, you know, when he was about 7 months old, his parents, they were very young parents. They gave him up for adoption to his mother's mother. So his grandmother raised him. But in all these years, Jamie has never forgiven his parents for giving him up. So he won't even speak to his father right now, who, you know, lives in the area not too far away. And Jamie won't talk to him. And what Jamie doesn't know, and I talked to Jamie's stepmother, who's married to his father now. She's been married to him for about 30 years. I talked to his stepmother. She said Jamie's father is on oxygen and his health is failing. And, you know, it's just... It's really, you know, she's left messages and stuff that Jamie hasn't called back now. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he's just leaving messages, please call us, that he's just still angry. I can't imagine if he knew his father was in such failing health, he wouldn't call him. But she says that's the case. But,
wow.
I find it hard to believe. I think, you know, in family, you know, you know how it goes in family dynamics. Everybody only sees their way. And Jamie has actually even said that, he doesn't talk to his father because his father said, if you're not going to change your lifestyle to be a Muslim, then you're not my son. So, I mean, it's just a lot of, you know, layers that are going on. But anyway, his father is ill, so hopefully he will call him soon, you know, before.
That's odd. I actually met Jamie Foxx at a milkshake establishment. I met his daughter as well, and he really seemed like a family guy. So that's
well, yeah, but you know what? You just don't know what happens. I mean, you only know what people tell you, so you don't really know what happened. And, you know, when you hurt a child, you know, they have a hard time getting over it based on how their life was. Maybe they're thinking, yeah, you know, when you go to school, you hear about everybody else, my dad this, my mom this, you know, and then you have to talk about your grandmother, you know what I mean? So it's although his grandmother was wonderful and to him, and she was the one that got him into music and, you know, really, you know, encouraged his talent. You know, you just don't know what a person's thinking. So hopefully, you know, it will be a situation that's taken care of before something happens. I'll put it that way.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Hopefully will, because you know what? You know, you have to, because then there's nothing you can do. You have to live with that the rest of your life. So, you know.
And I know you're talking about last week, you're saying there's something that you're going to tell us, and it's kind of gross, maybe, but it's a video or something like that. And
yeah, it's we're still working on the legal aspect of it. Just give me a few more days, and I will, even if you know, we work it out before next Friday, I will call you and give you the scoop ahead of time, and you can play it early if you like.
All right, and you got to tell me, do you have like an army of like info getters or something? Like, how do you keep getting all this fun gossip?
Well, the thing about it is, you know, first of all, I will just say this. I was told by a very influential person, very high. They told me this 20 years ago. This person told me, they said, Pat, if you don't take care of your friends and family, they will take care of you. So that means, you know, if you're going to have people close to you and not really, I'm not even saying you have to take care of them, but if you don't treat them well, because a lot of times we get stuff from people who don't want to be paid, they don't want their names and anything, they just want to tell on the person because they've just been, you know, treated so poorly. I mean, I found out something about a couple of celebrities today, and we're working on it. I'm quite shocked, you know, that they, you know, you see them and they're just so happy, they're comedians and they're just laughing, and then they treat their staff so badly. So it's shocking, but, you know, when those are the people that call. Those are the people
that... I'm tweeting that. You know, I'm tweeting that right now.
You're tweeting what? You don't take care
I'm tweeting that as we speak. If you don't take care of your family, they'll take care of you.
Yeah, they will. And
I'll give you credits. Are you on Twitter?
No, but you don't have to give me credit. It's out there. But somebody did tell me that, who is a big muckety-muck. I mean, this person is a billionaire. And they told me that just in passing. And I'll never forget it. And it's not to, you know, blackmail anybody, but you should treat people kind anyway. So, but when you don't treat your staff, if you treat your staff like, you know, gum on the bottom of your shoe, don't be surprised if the story ends up in the Inquirer. That's all I got to say.
Oh, I got you. Okay, now I'm starting to get to that. Any other juicy?
Yes, I have. Well, what I found out today is Adrian Maloof from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is dating Sean Stewart. Do you know who that is?
Of course I know who Sean Stewart is.
Rod Stewart.
I don't know if the listeners know, so go ahead and tell us.
Yes, Rod Stewart. It's Rod Stewart's son. Now,
oh, okay.
Yeah, now, keep in mind, Adrian is about 51, he's 32. So she's a cougar.
Oh, cougar. Okay, well.
Yeah,
hey.
And, you know, she's
cougar with good
really...
vodka bottles.
Exactly. And, you know, they've been seen out together. They are dating. It's getting serious. The kids love him. He loves the kids. He plays with the kids. He actually, you know, spends time with them. And so, you know, it's a good thing. And I understand that, you know, it's kind of painful for Paul to hear about. But, you know, that's what happens, you know, in these divorce situations. Nobody's ever going to be completely happy. So we wish Paul the best. But we're also, I'm very happy for Adrian. She's very happy with Sean for right now. So
okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And now, one more. The last thing I have is Dr. Phil's wife is helping needy kids, and she's involved in this court-appointed special advocates for children. It's called CASA, and she's helping lending her, you know, her talents to helping families with, you know, troubled kids and stuff. So if anybody wants to get involved and help out too, you know, you probably run into Robin McGuire. McGraw down there. So she's really, you know, she writes books and she's on the show with Phil, but she also, you know, takes time to give back. So that's what it's all about. So we just want to say thank you to Robin McGraw for taking the time. And again, it's called Court Appointed Special Advocates for Children. So one.
Okay, and for the listeners that are listening right now, how, where do they go? What website? Is there a Twitter? How do they help out?
Well, I don't have the website, but it's actually called the Court Appointed. It's called CASA. It's called Court Appointed Special Advocates for Children. That's actually the name of the group, and it's a wonderful group that works with courts so troubled youngsters can thrive and take permanent homes. And it's actually on. Actually, if you want to do that, you can go on Robin McGraw's website. Or Dr. Phil's website, and they'll probably link to it. But it's, you know, so we always want to point out not always the scandalous stuff, but when people are doing good things, you know.
You never know what you're going to get with Patricia, but it's always interesting.
All right, well, also,
thank you so much as usual, Pat. You know, your wonderful Hollywood secrets are always, always appreciated here on Easy Talk, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to tell us next week. And,
I'll have that big scoop for you. And then all I'm going to hear
no,
from you
won't.
Is, you're just going to lose
no, you
your
won't.
Breath. I tell you.
No, you won't. you'll say, "Oh, we're still trying to work on it," but it's okay.
No. We're very, very close. Hang in there with me. Have a faith.
All right, I have faith. I always have faith in you, Patricia. All right, well, have an awesome night. Thank you so. I'm sorry, awesome day. I'm so used to working at night. I don't even know what day or night it is anymore. But have an awesome day.
And have a good weekend. And I'll talk to you next week, Eric.
All righty.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring: what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Yes, guys, that was Patricia Shipp that you just heard, and that was Hollywood Secrets. We do that every week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, a good friend of ours, and Now, segment host, segment leader on Easy Talk, EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You know, we need some beats up in here. We need some music. There we go. I love having music in the background of me. So if you guys are enjoying the show, post me a tweet, man. I want to see you guys. E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y or Easy Broadcast. Easy Way. Easy Way. Letter E, letter Z. Easy Way Broadcast. We do it like this every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I want to talk about, I have a guest that I'm going to be actually calling. It's a producer that's big time in the game. He was around during the Tupac episodes and all the crazy stuff, tons of TV stuff, and he's got some game for you guys. He's really going to be going deep into the industry. I'm going to call him pretty soon. But before I call my friend here, I want to tell you guys a little bit about some success stories and some things that have happened to me, and hopefully it can help you, okay? I've been on social media for well over 8.5 years, and I've worked really hard in just promoting myself and doing my thing, but I've always tried to support you guys. I've always tried to do what I can to support back, and I try to make it very clear that I'm very appreciative of all your guys' support and what you do. And the way I do that is I try to open up opportunities, and I try to do certain things, and I try to not get a big Hollywood head on me, and I try to always talk to as many people as I can and stay in communication as much as possible, even though I have a team of like 25 people now. I try to always stay in tune with my fans and supporters. And because of that, this was actually something that happened last night. Shout-outs to Kevin T. Robinson for supporting this and telling his boy, Greg Lewis, Greg A. Lewis, who's a production guy, to call me. And I got a call probably 10 o'clock, I think it was 10 o'clock at night last night. And he just called, and normally I don't pick up my phone, but I did. And so what happened is this guy's a production guy, a photography guy. He knows his stuff. And Kevin had worked with him for a long time, and the reference was there. And for some reason, we just kind of got into communication. And this gentleman tells me that he wants to get down with the Easy Way. He wants to work with me, and he wants to do production. He wants to do editing. He wants to do photography. He wants to do whatever he's got to do to roll the Easy Way and be a part of us and work with us. I said, wow, that sounds pretty cool. And the reason I'm saying this story, guys, is when you support others, you do get support back. I'll give you another for instance. I was on Twitter, and Carter Lee, actually, who's an editor with the Washington Times, contacted me for an interview. This isn't somebody I don't know. This is just randomly on Twitter. So I decided to respond back. I decided to follow up. And I did the interview with the guy. And we ended up, you know, getting along, and we talked. And the next thing I know, I'm meeting the lead reporter, one of the top editors in chiefs, the top people with Washington Times. And now I have my own column on Washington Times. And shout-outs to Carter Lee for making that happen. And so I'm just giving you guys an example. You support people, they're going to support you back. And everybody keeps asking me, how do I know so-and-so, and how do I do this, and how did I get in this position, and how do you do this? And, you know, I'm telling you guys, that's a little piece. So support other people, you know, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. It's really, really important. So what I'm going to do now, guys, I'm going to call my man, Mr. Brian Blackburn. He is a producer. He's doing a lot of great things. He's making it happen. We got some cool projects happening together. And this guy is pretty insightful and pretty knowledgeable. So we're going to go ahead and give him a ring here. See if he picks up. And see what we got from Mr. Brian Blackburn. See what he's got to say. Come on, Brian, pick up. Too many rings already.
Yes, hello.
There he is. Yo, Brian, what's going on, man? You're on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, live on air right now. You hear the music in the background? We're bumping our heads. I got four fans that already got snapped vertebrae. They called me up, and they're like, man, you hurt my vertebrae with your loud, crazy noise and action and energy, E. You're too much for me. No, I'm kidding. What's up, man?
Nothing much. How's it going, Eve? Everything good with you?
Everything's great, my brother. Everything's great. There's so many things happening. I was telling my fans a couple cool episodes that's happening in the Easy Way, and I was introducing them to you. You have a wonderful resume, and you've done a lot of things. You've had a very accomplishing career. You've been in the industry for how long?
I've been in the industry for a good 12 years.
12 years. Okay. Okay.
12 years.
12 years. That's a long time. Now, so you've been a producer for 12 years. You've done a lot of TV projects. You've been in the music game for a long time, I know. Tell us a little bit about yourself first so my listeners kind of know who they're going to be talking to. And then what I'd like to do is go into some of the stories that we've talked about behind the scenes. And I've been telling my listeners, like, what you know, your knowledge is it's pretty interesting. and they're anxious to hear from you. So don't hold nothing back. You know, let's give it to them.
All right. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for that comment. I mean, that really means a lot to me. But, you know, to me, to talk about yourself has always been the hardest question or the hardest thing to ever do. So I'm going to try to give it my best shot. I was raised in Pasadena, California, with a single parent. Me and my brother, I went to high school at John Muir High, where I got the love of music by being in the marching band. And I played drums, and I became the leader of the drum section in high school. And from there, I graduated, and I went on to PCC, where I landed a job at KPCC 89.3. It's an NPR station. And what I did there was I was a council runner. In other words, I was the technician of board, where I controlled the council, where we had our DJs interview and talk to guests. I did shows like Ebony 89, Chuck Cecil, and I also ran the Big Band Hour. There, that's where I really got to get in touch with the music. I learned about big bands, about opera. Some of my favorite artists that I've got to be familiar with was like Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, Cab Calloway, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Earl Burnett, and Paul Whitman, just to name a few. And from there, that's where I got a gig working at Solar Records. For all you know about Solar, they had great acts in there, from Babyface to Dill, Climax, Shalimar, so forth and so on. Now, when I got there, I had the opportunity to work with some of the big names at that time, like Babyface. His album Tender Lover, he had a hit on there called Whippin' Pill, if anybody remembers that. From there, I worked with Shalimar, The Deal, Lakeside. Also, I had the opportunity to work on Third World and also Betty Wright. And what really pretty much got me recognized in the industry from working on the Deep Cover soundtrack, along with the Million Man March. And also, we did another soundtrack called The Lambada, Set the Night on Fire. That was one of those forbidden bands. So pretty much that's a little bit about me and what I have done in the music industry. Just to, you know,
yeah,
am
I calling you on your, are you on your cell phone right now? Because it kind of cut out a little bit.
Oh, yes. I am
okay,
so
make,
sorry
make sure
that.
Try to stand on your head if you got it, man. Keep that signal good.
Okay,
cool. So that's interesting, man. It's interesting how you got into the music industry. Now I want to really try to give some advice from someone that's had the experience and really been around the game. Tell us about when an artist is signing with a record label, because you've been with you said Sonar Records, and,
mm-hmm.
and when an artist signs with a record label, does that mean that they're instantly going to be a star?
Absolutely not. Actually, that is the beginning of the careers once you sign to a record label. Because once you sign to the record label, you're just making a promise to the owners that you're going to produce a product that can sell to the masses. So once you sign, you're really starting out the production aspect of it. Going into the studio, working with producers and writers, and coming up with some idea great songs. So when person says that they're signed, don't ever think for one second that you have made it or you're on your way to success. Because there have been a lot of people that have been signed to record labels who haven't even put out a song. And, you know, that becomes frustrating to them, and pretty much they become disenchanted with this industry. But it's perseverance and, you know, dedication that's going to win them over. But as of being signed, no, you don't become successful with signing to a record label. It is just the beginning of your venture into becoming successful.
That's great advice. Now, I know me personally, and any of the listeners that are listening to my show right now, have been stabbed in the back and have had people go around them, and that's called circumvention, just so you guys know,
mm-hmm.
if anybody doesn't know. And tons of people always try to go around the contact, and they try to, you know, do you have any suggestions? You know, if someone circumvents, has anybody circumvented you? Do you have any suggestions on how you deal with circumvention and people saying that they're loyal but they're not and all that type of stuff?
Well, at the beginning, you just have to be careful. You got to know who you're dealing with. And of course, in this industry, you got a lot of different characters that you got to look out for. And it's just being very careful. You got to be attentive of who you have around you and who are you dealing with. And that is the only way that can pretty much prevent you from getting stabbed in the back, because as you know, if somebody wants something badly, they're going to get it regardless on, you know, what you prevent to not happen. And they're just going to just, you know, do what they can. So, you know, the best thing is just to be careful who you're with. Have people around that's willing to support you and help you get to where you're going, and just keep your nose clean.
Now, when you're saying have people that you know you're with, and how do you recognize that they're good people?
Well, by saying that, it's pretty much the people you know is from the ones who started with you at the beginning before the success comes in or the opportunities of making money comes into play. If you got somebody or some people that are with you from the beginning, they're pretty much is going to stick with you through the end. And those are the people that's going to be true and honest to you if you got something good or not.
And also, guys, there's a thing called an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, NC&D, non-disclosure, non-circumvent agreement. You can Google that. And I'm bringing that up because I've had some people actually hit me up and ask me, you know, what do they do when people stab you in the back and things like that. Okay, so now talk to us about the image of an artist and, you know, what does it take? How do you support the image talk to us a little bit about branding and, you know, giving an artist an image.
Okay, well, an image is a certain flair, and or the it factor, like a lot of people like to use. An image is something that's going to appeal to the masses. You got an image is something that you have to sell, and you got to get people bought into. So an image is something that will have somebody believe in what you're doing, pretty much that, in a nutshell, that's the image. For example, Nicki Minaj. You know, she has a certain flair, a certain image about her that attracts people, makes her different than the average person that is trying to be successful.
Gotcha, okay. And since we're talking about artists, guys, I want to throw a quick little plug in for my boy, Moe Egger. If you guys ever hear this music, this is the intro to a show that we have, and I'm plugged in eight times, but I'm going to keep plugging in. If you're an artist and you want to get a little bit of support, sports and music, with Moe Egger from the NBA. He was with the NBA for about 5 years. You can imagine the type of contacts he has. And he's a music producer, so check him out, Moe Egger Productions. If you hear that music, he did all that himself. That is him rapping. So make sure you guys check out sports and music. And so, yeah, there's me. I randomly throw plugs in and just kind of, like, surprise people. That's me. And so enjoy it. Now, social media, is it important to an artist? I know that Hunger Games was one of the biggest movies, and I think that was because of social media.
Mm-hmm. Social media.
So basically, brands in general, but as an artist, how important is social media?
Social media is very important to an artist. Social media is what gets the artist recognized, get their product out there, gets people to listen to what those guys are providing. So social media is something that is very important. That is the next best thing to having your music played on the radio. Social media, you can reach out to more people than you could, let's say, in a demographic barrier in a radio station. Social media lets the people know who you are, what you're about, and the direction you're going. And social media, you can gain a wide range of support. And a lot of people now are using social media to get their music out there. And social media has helped people rise to the top. You got a lot of artists that has grown from social media. I mean, the obvious one, Justin Bieber. And then you got these international artists, too, that has used social media to promote their music and has also became successful. As you know, the South Korean rapper Psy, social media has done him justice, as well as Justin Bieber. And then social media got a new group out there called Girls' Generation. That has helped those guys reach the top. So social media is something that you would include into your promotion or in your marketing strategy to get your music out there.
And, guys, social media is very important. You can also make money with it. And it built me.
Definitely.
Props to social media. Woohoo! And speaking of social media,
social media.
Follow, Follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y and follow Easy Way Broadcasting at Easy Way Broadcast or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. And do you have a Twitter? You have a Facebook? How do people get at you?
Well, Facebook, Twitter, email. You know, I'm not really the type of person who uses electronic when it comes to, you know, business, if you will. But social media, Twitter, that is a great avenue.
Okay, so you don't have one specifically. So just email us, guys, if you want to get at Brian, info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Little Birdie told me that you do music, too. You rap a little bit, or you sing, or you do something. Yes, no?
Well, I just play instruments, piano, drums, guitar, bass, pretty much about that. I try to stay off the mic.
Okay, well, I do, and if you go back to the beginning of the show, I did a little freestyle, a little cool rap, and I think people enjoyed it. It's it was to this beat, which I'm going to put in the background, because I just love this beat. Like, my boy Mo played it on the show, and I stole it, and I'm just constantly going to play this beat behind all my music from now on. It's just like the coolest thing ever. One of the best beats to freestyle to. By the way, guys, remember, I'm going to start doing, every Friday, I think I'm going to do... I don't know what I'm going to call it, but I'm going to look for MCs. I'm going to look for people that have talent that can sing, that can freestyle. But it has to be off the top of the dome. It can't be nothing written. Ooh, that's what I'll call it, top of the dome. Yeah, we're at the top of the dome for 10 minutes. All right, so I got one more question for you, Mr. Brian. Everyone talks about licensing with music. Talk to us about the business of licensing.
Licensing is the mecca of the music industry. I mean, that is the heart, the brains, and the body of the music industry. Music licensing is the usage of the copyright music, for all those who didn't know. And this is to ensure that the owners of the copyright music gets paid or compensated for the use of that music. For example, when you purchase a music or copyrighted music, you have limited rights to use that music as producing or re-recording or broadcasting. For example, when you watch American Idol and you see these... potential artist singing a song that's done by another artist, that artist or the owner of that song is getting paid. So it's always good to make sure that your music is copyrighted and licensed, because that is the only way you're going to get paid, unless you're out there promoting and performing. But that is the main thing you got to be aware of, and that is licensing and copywriting when you're in the music industry.
I agree, man. I agree. And by the way, shout-outs. I just got a text right now from ActorsReporter.com, which is one of the biggest, I think one of the biggest outlets on the web and public access TV, which will be at our launch tomorrow, baby. Easy with Broadcasting launch is going to be off the chain, and I've been getting a lot of cool confirmations. So shout-outs to everybody that's supporting the Easy Way. And we got a caller. Don't know who this is, but we're going to bring somebody in. Maybe they want to talk to you. Got a caller, 5181. You're on the air. Easy Talk. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's your number one caller, but I'm calling from my friend's phone.
Oh, Victoria, hey, our number one fan. How you doing? You know what? I'm glad that you're calling, because we have an expert in the music business and in the TV business. His name is Brian Blackburn. He's a pretty big producer. We got some cool projects going on. Brian, this is one of our biggest fans, Victoria. Victoria, if you could have any questions to help advance your career, what would you want to ask Brian?
I would ask, hold on, let me step outside. There's a lot of people inside. Oh, shit.
Are you going to call me with a lot of people behind you? You need to be prepared, girl.
I would want to know, like exactly how does the TV industry work? Like, how do you guys book people? Like, how do you guys know who you want for certain things?
Well, that is a good question. How to book people, what you do, you have... a person that books acts on your show. And what you do is you find what the masses are into. For example, if I want Neo on my show, I would have a booking person from our show to give him a call or talk to his people, get him on our show.
Oh, okay. Or,
you just hit your boy Easy up and I can shoot him a text. But
that is the easy way.
That is the easy way. Talent.
Oh, yeah. So, well, finding talent, it's about the talent finding you. If you have a show, if that talent is out there making a lot of noise in the community or in the cities that they're in, more than likely, you're going to have those shows look for that talent.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Because I don't know if Eric told you, but I just got signed to, like, Interface. It's like a talent agency or whatever. So
congratulations.
Congratations. Jinx, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10. You're not allowed to talk anymore, Brian. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I spoke to your boy, Johnny Vegas. I wanted to let you know that, too. He's a really cool
dude. Oh, you talked to Dr. Johnny? Yeah, isn't Twitter such a wonderful tool?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
But see, you know what's cool is Twitter's a wonderful tool when you're using it the easy way. Has not, let me ask you a question, Victoria. Has not doing it the easy way been very beneficial for you?
Oh, yes, it really has. I've spoken to a lot of great people. You know, I feel like, well, you know, where I live at, people that know me, they're like, oh, so you know that you're with Eric Zuli now, right? And I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah, yeah, basically you're part of his team. I was like, nah.
Well, we really appreciate you. You know, you went out of your way. You made that fans page. You've been telling all your friends. And, you know, my little gift to you is I'm going to tell you a little. I don't know what I can say or can't say, but me and Mr. Brian are working on an exclusive project that is for TV and is going to be opening up many, many opportunities for dancers and artists like yourself. And, Brian, I don't know if you want to expel a little bit more upon that or we can, save it. For a rainy day, but...
All I can say about the show that I've been working on, it is something that is much needed for the music industry, and it's something that is going to be desired for all the viewers that are into variety shows. And I'm going to just say a little bit, and I'm going to just leave it at that, but it's something that's going to be great, and everybody's going to enjoy.
Yay!
Yes, sir!
I'm excited!
And Shane Sparks is definitely going to be a part of it, and all my friends. And by the way, guys, so Victoria, I'm going to let you go. We got to get back to the show, but I really appreciate your support. Lots of love, and I will always be tweeting you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a nice one, Victoria.
All right, guys, so that was Victoria, one of our biggest fans, and we have a couple other callers, but unfortunately don't have time to answer them. We got 18 minutes left in the show. But I want to make sure we point out, guys, we do have a Disney group that has four different shows on Radio Disney and is going to be coming out on Disney, and there's a lot of cool stuff happening, and they are involved with us. We got some cool stuff happening with TheEasyShow.com. Go check out the teaser. Do not miss it. They've been tweeting about it. Shout-outs to IM5 for all the support and love. We will see you guys. And so, Brian, last finished words: mom, dads, uncles, brothers, supporters, fans. What do you want to say?
The easy way is the best way.
Hey, that works. That works for me. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show, Brian. I appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow. And Brian Blackburn, everybody, make sure that you email us if you want to get him. Have any other questions? info@easywaybroadcasting.com. info@easywaybroadcasting.com. So I'm going to be right back. Brian, don't go away yet. I'm going to pop a quick little shout-out commercial thing here, and then we'll be right back. I got a couple other things to say, little secrets for you guys. We're doing it the easy way. What? That easy way. You go to Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook and follow the group. We're almost at 4,000 members. Yeah. Love you guys. Be right back.
Life is hard for Hollywood the Easy Way. Life is hard for Hollywood the Easy Way. Life is hard for Hollywood the Easy Way. Life is hard for Hollywood the Easy Way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ericzuley, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet, and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Hey, you guys, we're back. It's Easy Talk, and we're back with Mr. Brian. Brian, last question for you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Last question.
Okay.
What is the most hardest to deal with episode that you have gotten involved in when working with a project? You know, what's the thing that kept you going? You got one in mind? Okay, I'm gonna shut up. Go ahead.
No, I was asking if you could repeat that. It kind of got a little murky there.
What's the hardest thing that you've ever dealt with in being in the industry? What's like the thing that really hurt you but you kept going?
Oh,
and why did you keep going?
Why did I keep going? Well, I was on tour with a group called Top Authority, and we made it to Houston, Texas. And at that point, at that time and era, there was a lot of conflict between the West and the East Coast in the rap industry. And just going into one club and visiting a scenario where I guess people weren't too friendly from West Coast rappers coming into the South. And a lot of turmoil. I didn't want to go too much into the conversation, details. A lot of turmoil transpired, and we had to vacate immediately and quickly. But that just driven us to continue that tour and just to win people over. From that point on, we determined that we were going to, whatever venue we walked into, they were going to love us as we exited out. And that's what kept us going.
I love it, brother. Stay positive, stay motivated. That's the key. Never, ever give up. I remember going to a seminar, and the question was asked, what is the secret to success? And the guy walked up and goes, never give up. And
that's
then they said, can you expel upon that? Can you talk a little bit more about that? Do you have any other words? Walks up again. Never give up. And he just changed his tone, just kept saying never give up. So that's the key, guys, never give up. Just keep on keeping on, and also do it the easy way, of course. EasyWayBroadcasting.com, guys, that's what you're listening to. And this was Brian Blackburn. Thank you so much for being on the show. If you want to continue listening, we got 10 more minutes. I got some cool things to say. And Brian will be there in person. And just special people that have supported us, they know what's up. They know where the private event is, the Easy Way Broadcasting event. That's coming up, and thank you so much for being with us, Brian. You rock. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. It was my pleasure, and I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to be busting a little freestyle, too, so I want to see your opinion when I see you in person. Yeah.
Got
all right.
You. We'll do it.
Brian,
Black, good.
Brian Blackburn, everybody. Thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you. Everybody take care now.
All right, guys, so that was Brian Blackburn. This is Easy Talk, man. I'm just a crazy nut in Hollywood. That's me. I'm a crazy nut. HollywoodItGuy.com. You can follow the blog. A lot of cool things happening. And, you know, I want to shout out to everybody that's supporting and constantly posting things. Diversity News that put that really cool article out on me and the awards and everything going on. And, you know, Jarvie Hutchison, with the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, that's been supporting me and named the award after me with the City and County of Los Angeles, and we're going to be doing the award ceremony this year in July with Sam Beard, the founder of the Jefferson Awards, who founded Jefferson Awards with Jacqueline Kennedy, and there's so many awesome things happening. So I promise you guys another freestyle, so maybe I'll do that. Let's see what we got here. We got some beats. We got some here. Here we go. We're waiting for it to kick in. And if you guys, honestly, if you like the show and you like what I do and how I'm doing it. Oh, there we go. Oh, wait. I don't know. Let's see. Does this work? Let me turn it up a little bit more. Let me turn it up. Okay. They call me Easy, you gotta understand I'm the man, and I really, really, I love my fans. It's Twitter when everybody you come. Don't be bitter when everybody you wanna have fun. Just get up in the industry and listen to me. There we go, I'm loving the beat. It's either Easy Talk Show, and you know I gotta let it go. And you know what's gonna make you move forward? It's God's glow, God's soul inside of you. Understand, man, I'm leaving you with deja vu of everything I go through, telling you the episodes and all the stories and all the glories. But you know what? It's always history when people want to talk smack to me. I don't really care. It's not really going with the beat. This beat isn't the right beat, but still, I don't care because I just have fun. You know what? It's Easy Talk, guys. We got 10 more minutes. I want to talk to you. Talk to me at 914-338-1303. In fact, I tried to grab a couple, you know, I gotta be honest, guys, I tried to grab a couple callers, and I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. That does happen every now and then. A little bit of technical difficulties with the station. I'm not, it's like doing a little circle thingy, and it's not picking up the line. So I guess I will just keep talking and squawking like a parrot here, waiting for a cracker. I don't know. It's easy talk. So check this out, guys. What's coming up with WTV Networks? I want to talk a little bit about that. WTV Networks is powering some really cool stuff. Really great people are behind this network. It's got entertainment, fashion, news, sports, entertainment news, everything. And I want you guys to check it out. If you don't know about it, now you know about it. Make sure that you go to WTVNetworks.com and you check out, or the WTV.com and you check it out. We're always posting, you know, really cool stories, and I get a lot of the cool exclusives. And, you know, people call me like the Where's Waldo of Hollywood, I guess. I don't know. I'm like the Where's Waldo of Hollywood, and I always pop up in cool situations, and I'm always talking to people, and, you know, I'm just covering them for the show. In fact, tomorrow when we do the launch, what we're doing is it's called Voice to the Face. So you guys are hearing the voices on the show. You listen to it every Friday, 2 p.m. You hear everything, but then you get to see it, too. What other place do you, where do you get to go to listen to a radio show and then actually get to be able to see it on YouTube or get to see what you're talking about? You know, and I produce the situations, too. And what I want to hear from you guys, tweet me. Go to E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, or if you follow me already, tweet me and tell me what you want to see. What episodes do you want to see? How do you want to be a part of the movement? Yeah, I really want to hear from you guys. EasyWayBroadcasting.com, support, subscribe it, and follow. And TheEasyShow.com, check out the trailer, the teaser. It's freaking awesome. Go to Eric Zuli on YouTube and subscribe. We're always posting cool videos. Now we're doing Vimeo. We're doing Blip TV. We're doing everything that you can think of where you can post footage, you will find us. And if you Google E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, you'll see what I'm talking about. Also, we got a little bit more time. Check this out. Tomorrow. No, actually, no, tonight, man, brain's not, okay, tonight, 9 o'clock p.m., I want you guys to tune in to E-Buzz. I want you to go to E-Buzz, go to E-O-T-M. I want you to search that on Blog Talk, E-O-T-M Radio, E-O-T-M or E-O-T-M Radio, stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. This is an organization that I deal with. They're awesome. I'm actually on the board of their new awards organization they're doing. They're doing an award ceremony. And my client, Rick Rosman, is actually going to be on that show talking about some really amazing stuff in regards to charity and how to manage your money and how to utilize your money in ways that a lot of people don't know. This guy works for some of the most prestige financial firms in California. And he's on the board. He's actually the president of Sony Distribution's Foundation, Sony Distributions, Roy Brewer, the president of Sony Distributions Foundation, the charity foundation called Steps for Education. And Rick Rosman is actually the president on that. He's also on the board of about 7 different other organizations. This man is doing amazing things for people. He works with the Union Rescue Mission. He works with the Osmosa Foundation. He works with the Scott Newman Foundation. He works with the kids, and it's just so much stuff. Check him out, Rick Rosman, R-I-C-K, RickRosman.com. And he's got pictures with Bill Clinton. He's got pictures with General Petraeus. He's got pictures with A.C. Green. He's on the A.C. Green Foundation, the legend of the Lakers. A guy you definitely want to follow. So take it from me. If you do it the easy way, go follow Rick Rosman, R-I-C-K-R-O-Z-M-A-N-1. And just so you guys know, I had this question too. I am freestyling right now. I do not have anything in front of me. I just go. I just talk. I just think. I just tell you guys what I think that you want to hear, and you're entertained, and I try to make you laugh as much as possible. So if it's working, let me know. Tweet me. I'm just crazy like that. So if you like the beats, if you like the movement, if you like the show, I want to hear from you. That's how it rolls. Now, so make sure. What are you gonna do? Oh wait, I'm the only one on the show. Okay, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go to EOTM Radio today, and you're going to check out my Facebook, You're going to go to Twitter. You're going to go to whatever you can do to follow me, and you're going to support my man, Rick Rosman. I will be on there as well, and it's a really, really cool interview. You can also go to Diversity News. You can go to The Examiner. Just go to rickrosman.com and support this guy. If you are in support of charity, tell your parents, tell your grandparents, tell your dog. There's dog foundations. Get involved, man, because honestly, you guys got to think about this. How long are we really here? How long are we going to really be here? You never know what's going to happen in the future. And what did you do? What dent did you make? How did you help? How did you support? How did you do something to give back before you're gone? Before you're walking to those pearly gates or before, you know, whatever happens, whatever your beliefs might be, what did you do to really make a difference? That's what matters. All this materialistic stuff really, I don't think really matters. It's all given to you by God anyways. You know, so really, what dent did you make? And people say, I don't have money. I can't donate. I don't have money. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have a car. Well, you know what? You have time, and you can donate your time, and you can volunteer. You know, you can go in your closet and get jackets, get shirts, get hats. You know, you can get things, and you can give it to the less fortunate. And that gives you a point in heaven. You know, it gives you a treasure in that treasure chest. And don't do it just to get that treasure. Do it because, you know, I mean, honestly, like, what are you doing to help other people? You know, how are you supporting? How are you opening doors? If you're an industry player and you're listening to the show, and I know you are because I have those people that listen, open opportunities, man. Do it the easy way and just make it a little bit easier on people and tell them that I'm stamping that. Bam, you know, seriously, if you support me and you support my movement, Let's open up another doorway right next to Hollywood. Let's do something different. I don't know. I'm just kind of going off on a tangent here. But, guys, you listen to Easy Way Broadcast. I'm going to go to a quick commercial because I'm about to pass out, and I'll come back, and I'll probably be refreshed. But if you like what you're hearing and you like the shows, you have any questions, then, yes, follow us. And here it is. Here's the commercial, Easy Way Broadcasting commercial. Here's all the shows. Appreciate you, Tina. You rock. Tina's the one that did this, by the way. That's her voice. That's why I said that. Okay, be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Okay, guys, so let's listen to this beat that I really like. We got about 2 minutes left, so I guess it's time for me to get on the mic, because I got to tell you about what I really like. It's just time to have some fun, because when it tells the who's telling you, I'm the one. Yes, we're having some fun with this freestyle, and I hope I'm the man that makes you smile. I go buck wild to make you guys laugh. You didn't know in the spur of the moment I had to rap. I have to tell you the facts of what just happened. Yes, I have to do it, and yes, things happen. All right, we got a thing tomorrow. Yo, I'm telling you, when people hate, don't feel sorrow. There's no point in that. Just say what's up and put a hat on the table and get the cash. Do whatever you gotta do to hustle. Chuckle at the haters. Be a regulator. That's what it's really all about. Listen to what I'm saying. With me, scream and shout. Yes, Easy Way. That's the plan. And I'm the Pied Piper. Call me the man. You can follow what I'm just doing. I'm cruising. What I say? Hey, it might be an illusion, but it might just reappear in front of you. I'm telling you, man, times I go through, you don't even understand, but I know you go through it as well. I know, life can be hell. It's all good, though, because we're doing the flow. Yo, I'm out, you guys. This is an easy show. You guys thought I was out. No, I'm not actually gone, but that is the show. I appreciate you guys listening. Easy Talk, you guys, every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I love you guys. Tune in tomorrow. Planet Dance, Shane Sparks, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. He will be doing his show live and direct. Easy Way Broadcasting, live and direct, I'll give you a little hint, it's off Melrose, Los Angeles, Hollywood, California. It's going to be hot, and I will be there acting like a crazy man, as I do as well. A lot of celebrities will be there as well, producers, advertisers, lawyers, attorneys, agents, everybody should be out there. Easy Way Broadcasting, launch, It's going down. Planet Dance tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always call in 914-338-1303. Follow me, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Eric Zulli Fans on Facebook, Eric Zulli on YouTube. And there's too much stuff to talk about. Just Google me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Love you guys. Easy Talk, 2 p.m. Friday, Pacific Standard Time, every Friday. I guess that's it. Yep, we're out. Now, that's not a good intro. Let me try this again. Easy Talk, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're out, guys. Bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.